Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The text for today is just read from Revelation chapter 5. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. How colonial of the seminary that less than 1 week before the vicarage and deaconess assignments, and 1 week or less for the candidate assignment service, that we should hear a divine reading from the book of the Apocalypse. And even that it is in Revelation chapter 5 concerning paperwork written on both sides of paper and proclaimed with a very loud voice. Eerie, is it not? The prophetic detail right down to the search of one who is worthy to open the paperwork. And oh yes, there is the weeping too. Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? Questions the mighty angel. And the response is, no one. No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able, because no one was found to be worthy. John began to weep. He began to weep when no one was found to open the scroll, because he sensed that the scroll was about the destiny of God's people. And why wouldn't he weep in such a hopeless situation? No one from generations past nor present, millennial or a millennialist, no one in heaven or earth could be found to break the seals of the prophetic scroll. But is there no one who is worthy? Earlier in John's apocalypse, he was assigned to write letters to the seven churches post-haste. Visions of sin dance into his head of the specific warnings to each of these churches and a call to repentance to the members of those churches. Direct accusations of false witnesses, lack of patience, slander, false teaching, immorality, adultery, sin-soiled garments, those who denied the deity, and those who were neither hot nor cold. We do not know the year in which Revelation was transcribed, but we certainly almost know that it was an election year. Aristotle said that hope is the dream of a waking man. But for John in his dream, it appears hopeless that he should do anything but die before he wakes. It has been said, if it is hopeless for God's people, then history is just a tale that is told. The last word is death. The devil has and deserves all the best tunes. If there is no judgment for those who rebel against God and mock and persecute his people, and if there is no salvation for the faithful, what's the point of perseverance, faithfulness, and confession to Christ? And if there is no one worthy to unseal the scroll, then John Huxley was right. God is not a ruler, but the last fading smile of a cosmic Cheshire cat. And we Christians are of all people to be most pitied. Huxley was wrong. For as an early church father wrote, when it says that no one in heaven was found worthy, it indicates that opening the scroll exceeded the capacity of the angels. This was not because they were ignorant of the future mystery of the Lord's incarnation and work. but because this was not to be completed through an angelic creature. For the Son of God, who through the assumption of true humanity was going to redeem humanity, wishes to fulfill all things through himself. No one was found worthy but the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ. He is the one of whom the heavenly elders speak to John, saying, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." The silence of the Lamb would be deafening, but for his actions, which speak louder than the weeping of John. For John now sees a lamb as though it had been slain, and the lamb went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. Heavenly elders and creatures alike fell down before the Lamb, and their prayers rose as incense before him. And they said together, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Repent, for John's apocalyptic visions depict the reality that sin is in the world, and we are not just mere dabbling partakers of it. We dream of a better world and weep about how everyone else in the world has gone mad. Yet we live in an age of sin born of Adam and Eve, who sought worthiness in the false promises of Satan. We live out sins wrought in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. The seven churches upon whom John was instructed to go postal are no better than the people, cities, and civilizations which still exist here on earth. And yea, though we live in the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. For our Lord's favor is for a lifetime. Weeping and may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning light. We do not weep in the terror of the ink that has been left behind by modern commentators of the book of Revelations. As it has been said by Martin Luther, no less, in chapters 4 and 5 of Revelation, there's prefigured the whole of Christendom that is to suffer these coming tribulations and plagues. And all this is for the comfort of Christians, that they may know that Christendom is to endure in spite of the plagues that are going to come. We endure not in our own actions or deeds, but rather we endure in the unique worthiness of the Lamb who is Jesus Christ, who appeared to be slain, who instead willingly suffered the cross for us, descended into hell, and rose again, defeating sin, death, and the devil. The seal of his skin was torn by whip, thorn, and nail, and his body and blood now make us worthy of the promise of eternal life. The Holy Spirit conveys the proclamation of his word, which brings us to faith in his ability to have conquered sin. We are baptized into him, and his worthiness is sealed upon us in the water mixed with God's word. And so we rejoice in Christ's worthiness as we sing together here in time and there in eternity. the saints who here in patience their cross and sufferings bore, shall live and reign forever when sorrow is no more. Around the throne of glory, the Lamb they shall behold, in triumph cast before him their diadems of gold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen.